everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. This week has been exhausting, to say the least. I wanted to do the second podcast on Sunday, as you know, I just feel it's a great day to give back to everybody and just gather my thoughts. And I usually go to church and I read my books, and I'm just very inspired on Sunday specifically, because I feel like I am just rejuvenated and God has poured into me in abundance on Sundays. And I've been looking for a place to move into, and so I've been apartment hunting here in LA and looking at condos and townhomes and just all these options. And my future roommate, her name is Erica, she's moving to LA for the first time, and so she, you know, she was in town. So I, you know, set up all these apartment and condos and things to look at, you know, Friday at 3, then Friday at 4:30, another one at 5, we had Saturday at 6, you know, and the list goes on. And I had my list, and I had my, you know, just everything ready, right? My deposit money ready. I'm thinking I'm just going to walk in, I'm going to love it, they're going to love me and her, and our, you know, they're just going to run our credit and take my money and boom, hand me the keys. Well, let me tell you, it is 6 days in and we have yet to get a yes. Most places have multiple offers, have people coming in, other people that have applied. Then it gets down to, you know, who applied first. And then if they don't get it, then we will get our application process. And then we'll oh my God, it's like the audition process from hell. And oh, we need copies of this. Oh, we need copies of that. And so it's like running to Staples. And oh, this, here we don't take credit card over the, you know, online payments. You got to go get a cashier check. So here we go to 7-Eleven, and then we got to come back, and then we got to park. When I tell you, it has just been a nightmare. It has been a nightmare. And I've been praying. I haven't slept much. I've probably popped about 15 Advils in the past 4 or 5 days just from stress headaches. And I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to, you know, be calm, sage. I mean, I'm doing the works, and I feel like I'm just going through it right now. And, you know, I had to tell myself last night that this is simply the enemy just trying to discourage me. It's the enemy trying to knock me off. It's the enemy trying to get in my mind. It's trying to make me feel like I'm not, you know, gonna get something that already has my name on it. It's the enemy trying to make me feel like I'm not good enough to escalate and level up in life, which is what I'm trying to do by moving on to a bigger place so I can have office and things like that. You know, it's like I'm going through the spiritual warfare. It's like the Christian in me, the spiritual Ari in me, is saying, have faith, you got this. God is not gonna, you know, if God is guiding you in that direction, and when you put your 30-day notice in, you know that God had your back, and he still does. How are you allowing, you know, people on earth, humans that tell you no, have more power over your emotions and your feelings than God's yes that he put inside of you? And last night I broke down, and I started, you know, crying a little bit, because I'm just so consumed. And you know, it is nerve-wracking, and I'm at a loss for words, because I'm just so baffled at this process, and I have 14 days to figure this out. And I'm in a city where I don't have any family members. I don't have, you know, I mean, it's just, it's nuts. And I started praying last night, and praying, and I'm just like, God, you know, fill my soul up, pour into me, build my faith up, don't allow the enemy to win, you know, strengthen my faith so that I follow you and I hear you instead of hearing the madness, the chaoticness, the fear, the naysaying in my mind that is going on. You know, I am a firm believer that, you know, God is guiding me where I need to be, and we're being processed now for an apartment complex, and it's looking promising. They just called and asked for a couple more documents. They're reviewing those, and they said they'll have a response by tomorrow morning. So I am praying that tomorrow we get our yes, you know. But I share this moment to let you know that not every day is going to be a yes day. Not every day is going to be a day where you see the blessings clearly, you know. This weekend we've gotten so many no's, like, it's been unbelievable. Yet I've had to remind myself and Erica, like, we're not supposed to be in this building. We're not supposed to be in this area. God is guiding this journey. He wants us to be in the area. He cannot bless us if we're not where we are supposed to be. And this is not where we're supposed to be. You know, heaven forbid, we may have ended up in a bad neighborhood, or something could have happened to us being in that space or in that location. Or, you know, maybe, you know, the place that he's guiding us to is the place where we're going to meet somebody that's going to level up with us or help us get to the next level, you know. So we can't focus on all those no's. We can't get discouraged when we don't see the blessing right when we snap our fingers and we want to see it, you know, because God works in mysterious ways, and he will give us no's to redirect us, not because he wants us to struggle, not because he doesn't feel like we are adequate enough to have those blessings, but he'll tell us no to save us from harm, to save us from distractions, to save us from people that don't serve us, to save us from, you know, places and spaces that don't feed us and don't grow us. So, you know, not every single day that you go through life, just because you want something, doesn't mean he's going to give you a yes right away, you know? A no is never the final answer. It's just a redirection. And so I've had to remind myself that over this weekend and over the course of this tedious audition process. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know that, you know, Erica and I have a good heart. We're in, you know, our hearts are in the right place. And, you know, we just want to elevate. We want to provide for our families. We want to, you know, contribute to Hollywood, and we want to contribute to stories and inspire people and leave a lasting legacy. And, you know, we always keep God first, and we always make sure that we help others and we pour into others. And, you know, God's got us, and the enemy will not win this one. And, you know, thanks be to God that I do recognize when the enemy is at the door knocking, and I know now to recognize when that voice comes from something else other than God. And all these feelings that I've been having, and these headaches and the stress and the tension, is just the enemy really just fighting me, and it's a spiritual warfare, and the enemy will not win. And I know I will have great news the way it's supposed to arrive, when it's supposed to arrive at the right time. And I won't let up, you know. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. And, you know, just know if you're going through something, if you feel like it's spiritual warfare, you know, just pray. You know, if you feel like the enemy is testing, if you feel like you're never going to see the light of day, or if you feel like all you do is get no's and you just keep getting rejection, and you're starting to feel like your faith is wearing thin, like, you know, you're just tired, like you feel like you're just crawling, like you know, there is you're just lost, and you just feel like it's not going to happen, you know, I just want to tell you that you are not alone. I am there with you. But I promise you, God will see us through it all. God's got us. You know, we have to have faith. You know, we don't see it, we may not feel it, we may not be able to touch it, but baby, it is there. It is there. God is here. He is with us. He is real. And, you know, our faith has to be bigger than our fears. Our faith has to be bigger than the enemy's fake words that he is trying to instill in our minds. We have to stay in faith, and we got this. I love you. I am praying for you. I am praying for me and Erica. Keep us in our prayers. And I'm sure I'm going to have some amazing news soon, as you shall as well. Until next time, please share this podcast with one of your friends if you feel like they need to hear this as well. Leave a comment to rate the podcast. It helps out. And I promise I'll have a podcast on Sunday for you guys. God willing. God bless. Have a wonderful week. I love you guys all.